What's up, beautiful people all over the world? Happy Monday, and thank you so much for tuning in to 305 Radio, a part of 305 Magazine, right here on your number one underground station, MiamiUndergroundRadio.com. I'm your girl, Dre Mauve, and you can catch me on the gram at 305_Brownie. Want to give a huge shout out to LMG underscore Willie, and that's with a Y at the end.
Say it again. I just jumped in.
LMG underscore Willie.
LMG underscore Willie with two L's.
And a Y at the end.
And a Y.
What up, Willie?
Well, me going live on Instagram sucks. But what's up, everybody? This is George of 305 Magazine. You can find me at 305 Magazine, everything and everything, internet, social media, lo que sea. But today, we have a special guest in the studio, Alejandro Galíndez.
Welcome to the show, Alejandro.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, team. Thank you for the opportunity. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you. You do a lot of things, man. You're behind the scenes, self-proclaimed shy guy.
He's not shy.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, man. I know that you're affiliated. Let's start off with a little bit about yourself and how you got affiliated with hashtag lunchbag Miami.
Hashtag lunchbag, yes. Very privileged to be affiliated with hashtag. I am from Miami, been raised in the 305 for quite some time. In Kendall, that's where I spent most of my upbringing.
Shout out to Kendall.
Cape Town.
305. Yes, sir. And just very serendipitous. I was very privileged to be able to be part of the hashtag team. It was actually a family initiative of somebody that lived in California that was very close with the people that initially started it. And then when that movement started making its way down here, it was actually my cousin.
Okay.
And she lived in California. So she thought that it would be something fantastic that we can do over here. I was already in the event industry. Mm-hmm. And I was all about philanthropy, all about being able to give back. So when I heard about it, I was very excited to be able to jump on board. And then my cousin had to move back to California. And that's actually when the team and I were privileged to be able to take it over.
All right. And then for those that don't know what hashtag Miami is, does, or anything, I could blab all day about it. You could go to the Instagram, which is at hashtag Miami.
Hashtag lunchbag. All good. You set me up. So for those that do not know what hashtag lunchbag Miami is, this initiative started probably 5 years ago. And it was by somebody that felt very privileged that just wanted to give back on Christmas. Mm-hmm. So he got his friends together. They went ahead and they bought probably enough to be able to create 100 different sandwiches.
Okay.
And then they bought sticky notes as well to be able to write little notes of motivation. Mm-hmm. So what they were doing is they went around on Christmas to deliver these lunch bags or these little love packages that you would be able to give people something to eat. These people probably haven't even eaten in a week, 2 weeks or so. So not only are they going to be able to open up and have another day of life with that sandwich, but they're also going to be inspired by the notes and the designs that the people that put so much effort and love to it are giving to them. So it's not just about the food for another day. It's hope to be able to keep on moving forward. As long as you're still alive, man, there's an opportunity to make life a great blessing.
Amen to that.
So we try to be able to give people hope. We try to give people inspiration to keep moving forward and to stay alive and to keep trucking, man. Dope. That's really what hashtag is.
That's good, man. And you've had pretty much half the city, if not most of the city, behind the scenes at these events,
you've
making sandwiches.
Yes.
I could go down a list of people that I follow, that I personally know, that have gone and participated.
Yeah.
What's been, from your perspective, how's seeing the community come together for this kind
of
event?
It's overwhelming. It is so much gratitude that you get. You know, but I live on the motto, and I said something very similar to it: every day above ground is a blessing.
Yeah.
If you're living with that type of perspective, then every day you are grateful for what you have. And whenever we do these events, we don't know how many people are actually going to come out. Mm-hmm. We're doing it because that's what we want to do. But when we see the support of people coming out, when we see people bringing out their families, people that came to the last event, people that are driving from Broward or from all different distances, just to come out and to pay it forward, man, there's nothing more gratifying than that. That's a beautiful thing.
Now, you mentioned that this actual movement, the hashtag movement, came from California. Mm-hmm. So what other places do you know of that this movement's reached?
This has blown up over 121 cities nationwide. And it's actually gone also to South America and into France and to other chapters internationally. So it's fantastic how you try to ignite, you try to do something good, and then it starts. You when you start seeing people buy in and actually try to pay it forward, that's what's great, to be able to see that it's actually flowing. That's good. People are actually paying it forward.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, man.
I mean, and how long has this been going on in Miami?
Here in Miami, it's been taking place now for 3 years. So it's going strong for 3 years. And I understand that there's a chapter that opened up not too long ago in Broward. Mm-hmm. And I think they're doing one, are opening up a brand new one up in North Florida as well.
You know, one thing I've always said is bad habits are contagious, but so are good ones.
Yes, sir. Very well said, George. Absolutely. You know,
good habits are so much more contagious than bad habits. And that is a beautiful thing to be a part of, man. I commend you for that.
Thank you so much, man. I'm happy to be part of this initiative. And it's great. Like you said, good habits are also contagious. Mm-hmm. And when you're part of it, it's when you're there to be able to see the people that you're actually touching and that you're really helping out, that's when you get to see that ROI, that return on that investment. So yeah, man, it's very, very gratifying to be part of it.
I can imagine, man. How many, and you know, what kind of production do you have coming out with this? Is it just like you have a conveyor belt of sandwiches, someone's dropping bread, someone's dropping peanut butter? Like, how do you got?
I'm glad that you asked that. So the hashtag initiative itself is for lunch bags. And we do turkey and cheese sandwiches. We do peanut butter and jay. We put bananas, fruit snacks, and the little love notes inside of it too. Mm-hmm. But we're also evolving to do other initiatives. The last one that we did, we worked with the Miami Children's Initiative. So we did lunch bags, plus we did backpacks. I believe we got to do 50 different backpacks.
Nice.
That we gave with school supplies to kids. Mm-hmm. We worked just recently with the Chapman Foundation for the families that aren't fortunate enough to be able to give costumes to their kids. Mm-hmm. We were able to raise donations to get costumes for those kids to be able to go out and enjoy the holiday as well. So at each initiative, we're growing. Thankfully, we're partnering up with other foundations too. Mm-hmm. So it's growing, man, little by little.
Now,
go ahead.
Andrea, what would you like to
say?
No,
go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
Please, So you mentioned that you got Halloween costumes. Now you have the holidays around the corner.
Yes.
What are you doing for this holiday?
I'm glad that you asked. We're actually working with the Motivational Edge Foundation.
Okay.
So the next event that we're doing is December 22nd at the Motivational Edge Foundation. Mm-hmm. And we're bringing everybody together. We've been averaging around 300 to 400 sandwiches. What we really want to do is we want to be able to give a lot of hope, and we want to make this Christmas for people. So we're trying to double that and do 800. Okay. So we're all meeting up on December 22nd. It starts at 12 p.m. That's when the assembly begins. And we start to create all the lunch bags. And then at 2 p.m., we go out and we start to distribute it. So if anybody that can come out and help out, we're all very blessed to have a holiday with families.
What time are you starting?
And that's actually at 12 p.m. Now, we all in Miami here run a little bit on Latino time. Uh-huh. And let's not specifically generalize any Colombians, Cuban, Puerto Rican, wherever you're from. We run on Latino time.
Yeah.
So we're asking everybody to please show up there around 11:30. And then
for them to be there at 12.
Hopefully, yes. That's
you
the expectation.
Said 10.
I should have said
10.
You're right. I slipped up. We're going to change that up soon.
Tell me about Heroes in the Neighborhood. Because that's kind of where this event comes in, right?
We are all heroes in the neighborhood, Andre. That we all have the ability to change somebody's life. We all have the ability to inspire others if we want to. All it takes is us to just step up and do something great for others. And so this initiative, Heroes in the Neighborhood, is an event that's taking place that unites organizations like ours, like Hashtag. And I'm gonna do a quick plug for the Bearded Villains as well, that helped us out on a toy drive. Those guys are fantastic. all they do is pay it forward in the community to everybody around.
Shout out to Don Bigote.
Most definitely. Shout out to
the whole Bearded Villains crew.
Yeah, yeah.
BB 305.
Definitely. Those guys are doing a great job. I believe that they're working with TM Poets for a toy drive that we participated with this year.
Well, it's great that you brought that up because you were actually part of the first annual holiday toy drive that I was able to be a part of, and that was 3 years ago. I forget who you did the charity for.
That was with the Irie
Art
Foundation.
Of Giving.
Yes, the Art of Giving was with the Irie Foundation and with the Overtown Youth Group Foundation too.
So that's what kind of started off the TN Poets annual toy drive last year.
Right.
It was to benefit Guitars Over Guns. Awesome. And this year it's going to benefit the Nicholas Children's Hospital. So we are accepting donations all the way until the 23rd at TN Poets. And there's also other drop-off locations.
Nice.
But you definitely kicked that off. So I've kind of seen your progression. I know that we both have always kind of wanted to give back and we just didn't know what avenue to take or who to reach out to. And like you said, it's just kind of been like serendipity as we go along. We've just kind of found resources along the way, and it continues growing and it continues expanding to such a great thing. So it's great that Bearded Villains, Day by Day Lifestyles, and yourself and all these other different organizations that are local have been able to come together to give back to different causes in the community.
It's been great to be able to do that. And Andrea, just like you mentioned right now, we were looking 3 years ago for other avenues and other ways to be able to give back, and that's what this really is. We all want to give back. It's just that not all of us know the best ways to do it. So hashtag provides an avenue that makes it very accessible and very viable for people to come out and do something great for others that are in need. So we started with the hashtag movement a few years ago. And now, like you mentioned, the Neighborhood Heroes brand is an event brand that brings together the hashtags and the Bearded Villains and the Sonrisas and the United Ways and all those other small organizations to come together to have an even greater impact in the community. Think about it this way. You watch comic books, you know who Superman is? Okay, so we have Superman. But when Superman is fighting an incredible villain that might even be a little bit too much for him, who does he usually go to?
Oh, he's got to call for backup, right?
He's got to call for backup. He calls the squad.
So call everybody.
Absolutely. You have Batman coming through. You have Wonder Woman, Aquaman.
I don't know. I'm more of a Marvel girl, so.
Okay, so spin it up. Let's spin it up. Then we have the Avengers, okay?
Thank you. Now I get it.
There you go. So there's a lot of small organizations that are doing phenomenal things in the community. Neighborhood Heroes, what that does, that event unites all of those forces to have an even greater impact. And that's what that particular event is. And that's the one that's taking place December 22nd. And that's just the first of many to come. But moving forward, hashtag is going to be collaborating with the Neighborhood Heroes Initiative. Bearded Villains is also going to be coming out to the next one.
Don't be going there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about FunGive. Yes. What is FunGive?
FunGive is the initiative to keep that going even further. That all started with the thought of, wouldn't it be great if you can do everything that you love to do and to purchase all the things that you love to purchase while giving back at the same time? What do you think about that? Wouldn't that be great?
Sounds like a good idea on paper.
That sounds fantastic on paper. Now, have you ever played video games? Xbox, PlayStation?
Yes.
Okay. Have you guys ever played dodgeball?
Yes.
So how about if I were to tell you, if you guys can go and school people up on Madden or on Soul Calibur on Call of Duty, or go and knock a few people out on dodgeball, all for charity, all while helping
I'm so down for that.
Absolutely. So what FunGive is, FunGive.
She's not even playing.
She's not playing. Wow. No, I saw that. Wow. Her face got a little bit serious. I'm going to get to throw things at people.
This is for charity.
When is this event?
I'm in. That was taking place at the end of March. So what FunGive is, FunGive hosts a variety of different events that are all about giving back.
Got it.
It's about having fun while you're giving. FunGive. And that is, FunGive actually is the event production company that is launching Neighborhood Heroes, that is launching the Dodgeball Derby next year, taking place in March.
Put us down for dodgeball.
Wait, hold on. March. Gotta
March
write 30th. This down.
March 30th.
Put
it down. Please count me
in. Absolutely.
Write it down, Dre. We're doing this.
You know what we're going to have to do then? We're going to have to get some other rival stations as well so you guys can put them up in dodgeball.
Listen, wait. There's no rivals.
Oh!
Well said, George. It's not because of that. It's not because we think they're better than anything or have egos. It's we're just cool with everybody. You know what I mean? I think that only rivals we would have...
Very diplomatic, George. I like that.
I'm saying that. If I agree.
No beef.
No beef. No
vote for Strzok 2020. Vote for Strzok. To be honest, that's one of the things we've interviewed other shows and whatnot, and we've been on their shows, and, you know, you start looking at the way all of this is coming together. The moment you start thinking you're going to one-up someone else... You're already in the losing team. You're gonna fall into the crabs in a barrel scenario.
Yes, sir.
And that's the one thing that's why we have this platform and we utilize it the way we do. You know, we bring individuals like yourself, people that are actually not just trying to do things for themselves, but they have the city behind them on some manner, some form, some way, shape, or form, or something. They're connected to the city in a way that the average Joe isn't connected, and then. When you go outside, you know, if you go outside later on today in Brickell and Dre is knocking people over, it's because she thinks Fungive is something else. But, we
get points in my book for that.
That's what we do. You know, we don't see anyone else as competition or anything like that. As a matter of fact, we're just, I hate using the analogy of the chains, of the links and chains, when the truth is, it's just, you're, I guess, scientific. Your mass, your unit of mass grows, you're much more lethal. You know what I'm saying?
So deep with it, George.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Thank
you. Vote for George.
Vote for George.
2019 starts my campaigning.
That's what I was about to say. Give us some type of the campaign. I like your strategy.
There you go. No, but that's pretty much what it is, man. And that's why we look at things. But yeah, we love the fact that the way you're doing everything, you're not trying to pin anyone against each other.
Of course not.
This is more like an open door policy where it's we're gonna achieve this goal.
There's power in numbers, you know?
Yeah,
exactly.
I agree.
Man, that's exactly what it is.
When you're able to then take the competition and elevate with other people of the same mindset and use competition to leverage for something positive.
We're talking about... I'm just saying.
We've already established that. That's already done. But let's say if we were to leverage a good, friendly, competitive nature to say, okay, let's see which corporate company can actually raise the most toys and actually drop it off for TM Poets and leverage their resources to use competition for something that can benefit others. Mm-hmm. You know, so when you have organizations or individuals that are elevated to that level to see competition in that way, mm-hmm. then you can start doing powerful things with it, man.
Absolutely. So I agree with it.
And we're looking to do that in Dodgeball Derby. Ooh. And for the functions that we're actually and for the toy drive as well that we're actually doing this.
Got an
December
arm too, on so. Me, bro.
Yo, I just
listening it will make it.
You've seen Dodgeball already. I'm afraid Dre is gonna come in here. Sorry about the mic. She's gonna come with a headband and a wrench. George, come here. We're gonna practice.
I already see her probably in the list of first people we disqualify at the event. Man. But you know what? I'm willing to see that.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
It will be glorious. I have that feeling.
Alejandro, can we talk about Dojo Fashion?
Dojo Fashion, yes. Dojo Fashion is a sister company in our pursuit to try to do great for others. We felt that, man, wouldn't it be great if we can dress nicely and be able to give back in the process? So becoming a fashion philanthropist, look good, do good. That would be awesome. So with that whole concept, with that vision, came these particular initiatives. And Dojo's Fashion stands for Deeds of Joy Organization. And the reason it's called that way is because whenever you make a purchase, not only are you buying premium high-end fabric mm-hmm. with some very inspirational, well-designed vectors or whatever art it is that is on it, but when you make that purchase, when you're going to check out, you'll be able to pick the charity that you want us to donate to. Any of the charities that are part of our charity network, mm-hmm. we allow our customers to purchase who they want to give to. And then out of the company's profits, we donate to that charity. So in turn, we convert people into fashion philanthropists.
That's excellent.
That's the concept, man. And that's what Dojo Fashion is.
And so, where can they find Dojo Fashion?
They can go to dojofashion.com. On Instagram, it is Dojo Fashion as well. DOJO Fashion. And that's the website, that's through Facebook, and that's through Instagram. make sure that you go out there for Christmas, buy your hubby, buy your family, buy anybody
buy
the perfect gift.
Where can I buy
a hubby? Buy a hubby, buy a family, whatever you need.
No, I'm kidding.
That's
I don't want one.
This Christmas,
won't be alone.
You can't buy your hubby yet, but if you have a prospect hubby, you can buy him a nice shirt that's going to give him a real big smile, and you can help potentially families for the holidays. You can be contributing to cures for cancers or other diseases. You can be contributing towards cleaner water systems for other countries. So that's really our goal with all of these initiatives, is to be able to not just empower people to have fun while they're giving, but to make it easier for them to give, to actually make it a paradigm where we're thinking is, how can I live my life to the best of my ability while also being able to help others in the process? And then everything that we do, we're trying to pump out different ways where we can empower the world to live that way.
That's great.
It's amazing. It's a beautiful thing.
I'm glad you think so. Thank you.
Dre is only thinking about dodgeball.
And she has not.
Straight up.
She's just looking at the list of things, but she's been thinking dodgeball. I think she's actually doing some research online as well for team names.
It could be dodgeball or buy a hubby.
No, dodgeball.
I'll buy a hubby for target practice.
I really do hope you guys actually come out and get a whole team together. It would be great to see you.
I'm on it. I'm team captain, though.
I'll be the other captain.
Okay.
There's a lot of turmoil here.
Well, you guys all heard it. They've already committed to the March 30th dodgeball event. We're going to see Drea knocking some heads for charity.
For sure.
Just not mine.
Just not George's. That's right.
Alejandro, so we've talked about how much you give back, but there's a lot of other things that you also are a part of that we also want to touch base on, such as your adventure side.
Yo.
The adventure side.
What's up with that China, Great Wall of China?
Bro. Oh my God, man.
You were out of breath, bro.
I want to brag about that.
Hold on. Let me do this to you, bro.
Please.
Listen,
go.
So you got to research whoever you're going to get on the show. So I find your Instagram. I look on. I see Great Wall of China. I'm like, yo, this is on my bucket list. But then.
You got to do it, man.
It took a minute to load. As soon as it loaded.
This is great.
Hey, I'm dying. The steps are like 20 feet tall, but I'm doing it.
You don't see the helicopter that actually they had to pick me up from the top because I couldn't make it all the way back down, man. They don't advertise or tell you to be in fit when you're going to go do those great trips, brother.
Okay, hold on, because you're pretty freaking fit. So I can't even imagine walking up.
No, he's like, yeah, listen, no.
It doesn't matter who you are. You could be George
I'll have
Saint
to
Pierre.
Roll down, bro.
Listen, I need to know what happened because, dude, you were dying.
But
it looked so fresh.
The stairs to actually walk up there, you wouldn't think, man, they go up to your knees. So it's like as soon as you've done 5-6 steps, you're completely sore and you're done. You need a Gatorade. You need the two of your friends there to be rooting you on to keep
nice.
On going.
American ninjas. Yeah.
You can do it! But no, I didn't have anybody there, man. My only inspiration was trying to make it to the 12th tower. That was it.
How many towers are there?
Man, you're putting me on the spot right now. I'm going to just say that 12 is the one that people mainly want to strive to. That's the one that you want to hit.
That's the one you want the picture of, right?
All right, that is the...
If we quit now, no one's asking about
Tower
13.
That's right.
No one's asking about Tower 13.
Listen, Tower 13 is just like the elevator here, man. There's no 13th floor, there's no 13th tower. The 12 one, you're hit. You're the man. If you hit 12 tower, you're the man. That's the only one. Forget about all the other ones beyond that. But it's an experience, man. Once you get up there, you see how the level of work and labor in the years that they took to create that massive beauty and the landscape. It's fantastic, man. And I'm very privileged to be able to do what I love to do, help others in the process, and then be able to explore the world. And by being able to explore the world and being fortunate enough to go over to Asia, Thailand, or other places that I do, you get to see other cultures and you get to see how other people live. And people live in circumstances that are much, much less than what the average people have here in the city. And they're blissful. They're happy. They're loving life. And then that gives you a perspective because then you see these people that are extremely ecstatic about every day being alive with having nothing, and then we come over here And without seeing those type of outlooks, man, it changes your perspective, and it allows you to then live a life of gratitude. Mm-hmm. And that's really why I do anything that I do. I'm in no way wealthy. If there's any type of wealth that I have, is from family. My family has always loved me. We're a very tight unit, and mm-hmm. I am rich with that. Nice. And that love and the ability to have a roof over my head and to put food on my table and to live is what gives me the gratitude and the grace to want to pay forward every day. Every day. It doesn't matter if, man, we all have issues. We all have bills. We all have issues. Challenges. But the
you
type
got
of
issues.
Challenges.
No, I'm just kidding.
We all do. We all got issues. We all do.
Dodgeball. They all got issues.
How are we going there? But our issues are very different from the issues that the people that we go see. Yeah. You see, our issues are, where are we going this weekend, or what are we going to eat? Their issues are we going to eat? Where are we going to sleep?
Yeah.
If we're going to eat, you know what I mean? So being able to see and be in tune with what's really going on in the world helps you keep a clear and humble perspective mm-hmm. to be able to enjoy and to want to give back. And if I'm able to help one, two, however many people, and then those people can pay it forward, man, I'm extremely happy already.
Gotcha. That's a beautiful thing.
Yes, sir.
It's a great thing that you're a part of, and you know you're striving for such a large, you know, such a large goal, man. It's great to see that in the neighborhood. Are you from Miami?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I was born in Colombia, Cali, Colombia. Okay. Shout out to Cali. But absolutely, I've been living in Miami since I was 3-4 years old.
Good.
And I will say this on the record and live and on the air. I'm very proud of you, Alejandro. I think that you've come full circle. Like I said, I think that we've seen our growth, especially within these last few years, and listening to you talk and just kind of seeing how your perspective on life itself has kind of expanded to the sense where you are giving back and you are a part of such amazing movements. I'm very happy to see that and know that that's where life brought you.
That means so much to me, Andrita. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate that. And a life of continuously trying and continuously failing and continuously still being around and be able to share that is really what has given me this vigor. And I'm just very fortunate and thankful to be here and for everything.
Happy to have you here.
Absolutely. Thank you guys very much for this opportunity.
I feel like a target here. Like Dre is just like this target. This dodgeball.
Actually, that's the first thing I thought of when you said dodgeball. I was like, oh.
Please let George be under the team. Please let George.
That's what we're gonna do.
Team.
We're gonna have opposite Please. Teams. That's what we're gonna do. That's what we're gonna look for.
Yeah, you can't be on my team.
No. Listen, this is gonna be.
I want to see
this. For charity.
For charity.
It's for charity.
So I might have to take an L for charity.
I was about to say, George, I mean.
I might have to take an L for charity, but you know what? I'll be the last one standing.
We'll see.
Unless I'm the first one out.
March 30th. Everybody please mark your calendars because that's coming
March
up 30th. Real soon.
Most definitely. But don't forget December 22nd. Come on out and help us to be able to make this holiday an even greater one for people out there that need it very, very much so.
No. Alejandro.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead, Andrea.
You mentioned the event that you have on the 22nd, which is the first one that we have coming right around the corner. But if anybody wants to get involved and they can't make it out December 22nd, how can they get involved? How can they contact you? What can they do aside from physically being present? Do you guys accept donations? How else can they get involved?
Thank you so much for asking. And absolutely. Anybody can visit fungive.com. That's FUNGIV, no E at the end. You can go to fungive.com so that they can stay up to date with all of the future events that we're going to be rolling out, including Neighborhood Heroes and the hashtag Lunchbag Miami. That you can also visit. They're going to be posting the same events that we're going to be having on Neighborhood Heroes. So there's three specific avenues. You can go directly to hashtag Lunchbag Miami on IG. You can go to fungive, which is the website and the IG account as well, where we're going to be posting about hashtag and all of our other fun giving events.
Love it.
And then dojofashion.com to make sure that you're showing up to those events fashionably inclined and also having already given back. So
fashionista.
Yes, sir.
Fashion Absolutely. Philanthropist.
Fashion philanthropy. Look good, do good, baby. Absolutely.
I love that.
Love it.
I like that. So going back to the whole, you know, I'm intrigued by making all these sandwiches at one shot. Now, when you said you have to get there at 12 and you're dispersing these, you're sending these out at 3?
Absolutely. They're at 2, actually, at 2 o'clock. So at 12 o'clock is when assembly starts.
So this is a 2-hour sprint.
It's a 2-hour sprint, but there's a lot that takes place within that. We had the last one that we did was at the wharf. The one that we did before that was at the Wynwood Yard. And thank you, by the way, to both of those venues for supporting us. This one we're going to be doing at the Motivational Edge facility. It is Ian Welch actually started the Motivational Edge, which is a phenomenal, phenomenal outreach program. It helps out people within the community, educating them, showing them different programs, from showing people how to use basic computer skills to creating your resume, to how it is to use Microsoft skills, to printing, to a digital studio, to art design. They provide those second opportunities and they provide that education to in those outreach locations. What he's the epitome of what a neighborhood hero would be. So it would behoove me if I didn't mention him. And we're very proud of him. He just opened up his brand new facility. So we're going to be hosting this next event there at the Motivational Edge facility, December 22nd. And it's at 12 p.m. It's going to start. There's music, there's food, there's different aspects of entertainment that take place. There's networking as well. So within those 2 hours, we are assembling sandwiches, but there's a lot of other functions that are taking place in between. And at this one, actually, some of the participants from Ian's facility at Motivational Edge, they're going to be doing live music as well. They're going to have a display of art and other exhibitions that people from the facility have actually completed. So there's going to be a lot there. Not just going to be just doing good, but also fun too.
So not only are you going to do good, you're going to have fun doing
it. In the process, most definitely. Yes. So that's from 12 to 2. And at 2, we cut. And then we go out to deliver the lunch bags. And we go to Mother Teresa Foundation, Miami Rescue Mission. But then we also go to Liberty City, to the Section A locations. And over there, we go door to door. In those areas, they already know us. They're already expecting us. We also work with the Miami Children's Initiative that also meets us out there in those locations. And then they help bring the families out to actually receive the lunches. And we also go in Brickell to the downtown area under the bridges to deliver them as well.
I was about to say, there's no one in Brickell that needs a sandwich, damn it.
Not in Brickell, correct.
Not in Brickell.
Right by the bridges in downtown.
No, especially under the bridge in downtown. That's, man, yes. Those are little homeless cities, which no one really sees.
Exactly.
And it's not funny, but the odd part about this is that Miami is under the spotlight 24/7, 365.
What they want to show,
and of course. It's not only what they want to show, it's that they show everything except
It's good that you brought that up, and we went out. Love Hope is also an organization that you might want to team up with as well. And they do a lot of good for the community in different aspects. But every first Sunday of the month, they go out with Love Hope Music, which is local artists who perform for the homeless as well. And we also have donations from different organizations and individuals who want to get involved. But we went out there for this first weekend of the month, and we were kind of surprised that where we usually set up, and there's hundreds, if not thousands, of homeless people within that area.
It's crazy.
There was nobody there. And we were like, what happened? Like, where did they go? They're here every weekend, and they know that we're coming here every first Sunday, where they're like lined up waiting for us to listen to music and play instruments and all this. And somebody mentioned, well, it's Art Basel Week. And we actually saw some of the local, I don't even know if I should say this on air or not, but they were kicking them out and kind of just telling them to scoot away and to just get off of the premises. So we were kind of in shock to see that because of this great event that pulls so many people from different places, all of a sudden the streets are clean. So it sucks to see this, but it's a reality that Miami has that, yeah, it's beautiful, it's extravagant, it's, you know, very different, and it's beautiful. But at the same time, there's kind of something underlying that we definitely need to pay a little bit more attention to.
Absolutely. And hopefully with these types of initiatives, we do bring those types of things to surface. We do give it that exposure, and we are able to hopefully get a following of people to help us help these people. And if I may add, I'm going to address an elephant in the room in a way, because when we drive or when we're walking and we see people that are asking for money, the initial thought is not, oh, I want to help that person. Oh, I'm going to give this person my money. The initial thought is, I don't know what that person is going to be doing with the money. I don't know if I'm actually going to be
helping them or not, or enabling them.
Or enable them to do worse. So there's one thing that I've learned. We can't judge. We shouldn't judge. We don't know what circumstances were that led that person to that particular scenario. And getting more involved with these groups and these organizations that are out there doing this and focusing and helping these people out, these people could have come from really bad homes. Some of these people come from domestic violent homes. Some kids run away from those types of scenarios. Some wives are leaving from husbands that treat them really bad. We don't know what all the circumstances are, but it is a lot easier for people to end up homeless than what we believe.
Yeah, no,
it is extremely, extremely easy. Circumstances of getting into debt, there's a lot of different things that get those people there. That helped change my perspective. And then what helps you want to or be able to help more, you don't have to give money to a person when you're coming out to these initiatives. You know that your efforts and your time is being put towards helping them, and it's going to be just as impactful. It's going to be just as rewarding. You know, come out, invest a couple hours just to come out and actually help. And if you don't have the time, then it's okay. We're giving you a different avenue where you can actually donate that money and really put it to a group that's actually putting that money towards the food that's needed, towards the supply, towards the bags, towards everything that puts together this operation. So we understand if people feel a little bit hesitant about going out and giving money themselves to somebody, but then we encourage you to go find groups like ours. If you can't make it to ours, go to many others. Look for those other groups in the community to go out and step up and be a hero, or find ours and donate, and we'll make sure that that's going to be going forward to a group of people that are trying to do a huge, huge, greater good here in Miami.
That's excellent.
Alejandro
Galindez.
2020 political party in Miami.
That is
VP.
VP.
I'm going to run for president.
This is going to be a hell of a campaign.
Yeah, but I tell you, it's really interesting everything you're putting together. Now, is there anything other than, you know, you have these projects coming out towards the end of the year. Now, what's 2019 look like for you?
A lot of fun. And a lot of giving.
Yeah. A lot of fun. I saw that one.
My life is my purpose, and I live it just like that. I am doing everything that I want to do. I have been dying to be in a dodgeball tournament.
I have been wanting.
I'm a gamer by heart. I was an Alienware engineer at Alienware for 5 years. The team over at Origin, those are my guys. If anybody's listening, I love them all. I would love to get into a gaming contest and school up all my boys, but do it while being able to do good for other people.
Did you hear what he said?
And then potentially even
schooling.
He says, I'm going to school all my boys. He did not say
I'm going to knock everybody out.
We're
going
to get together and have some good fun. No.
Team units. I'm schooling everybody.
Giving them all pow-pow.
Guys, I'm putting on a clinic. I want you to be a part of it. Come through.
Most definitely. So it is about having fun. So it's that. It's about, there's 5K races. There's going to be jet ski competitions and stuff that we're going to be doing. Everything to have fun is what my next year looks like while giving.
I love it.
That's great. That's really what it is.
Please keep us posted, because we definitely want to get involved.
How does anyone find you?
Fungive.com. Fungive.com. You can find me on my IG, Alejandro Galindez 613. That's my IG.
613 is like... Steve Austin 316. What's going on?
Is that really? Really? That's actually just one number off the Bushido code from 713. No, actually 613, June 13th.
Gotcha.
Yeah, absolutely. So Alejandro Galindez 613, or you can go to fundgive.com or hashtag lunchbagmiami to be up to date with that initiative too.
Alejandro, you've been dropping a lot of gems for us, but we always like to ask our guests if there's any specific advice that you can give to our audience, be it personal or professional. Or both.
Live your life to the full. You should be living life happy every single day. And if you're not living life happy, you're doing something wrong. Figure out who you are. Figure out what you love. Figure out how then you can apply that towards helping others, and you'll be living a life of gratitude and grace and just nothing but happiness. And that's what I wish for everybody. And that's what I want.
That's it. We have one other thing we have to talk about, bro.
Please. Uh-oh. Wait. Do we need an instrumental or something?
No instrumentals, man.
A cappella?
You got to drop 16, bro.
Oh, man. 16? I'll drop 16 mints. I'll drop 16 mints on the table, bro. That's what I got. 16 mints.
So, hey, you said you rap, bro. What's good?
Rap, brother. All I've been rapping lately is just
bags,
gifts.
Lunch bags.
Yes. That is it. I will wrap a lunch bag for you for sure. Real good. I will wrap 400 lunch bags for you. And I want help to help wrap 400 others.
Who else is a rapper?
Who else is rapping?
Who else is rapping?
Who's rapping harder than me right now?
Alejandro, are there any shout outs that you want to give before we go?
Shout outs to everybody in the hashtag Lunchbag Miami crew for sure. Shout outs to the Fun Give Neighborhood Heroes, to EBLV, who is the marketing company that is helping us manage all of these incredible initiatives. Shout out to Karen, and shout out to Costa Farms as well. And shout out Mom, Dad, I love you.
All right.
That's it.
I also want to give a shout out to La Karen.
La Karen.
Who we've been hitting each other up, and hopefully we'll be able to link soon and maybe come up with our own initiative as well.
Most definitely.
So I'm looking forward to that. Please repeat for everybody, just in case they missed it, the next event that's coming up, where it's going to be. Do they need tickets? Is it a free event? Tell me more about that.
Absolutely. It is December 22nd at the Motivational Edge facility. From 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. is the assembly. Please get there at 11:30.
11.
Try your best to get there at 11.
So the event's at 9 in the morning?
Yeah.
Wink, Miami time.
Yes. Show up there, please, at 11. It's going to be at the Motivational Facility. Again, December 22nd. Please be there by 11:30 if possible. And you can find out more about it. Go to hashtag LunchbagMiami. Or you can go to Neighborhood Heroes. Either one of those two, you'll see all the details about the event.
Well, this has been a really interesting show. It turned out much better than expected.
I told you it was going to be a good show.
Well, hold on a second.
Hold on.
Hold on. What is it exactly that you guys were expecting?
No, we didn't know because we figured, well, let's see how much we could talk about. You know, let's tackle this for real.
Okay.
But man, you've killed every single topic.
I'm glad you've that we've done. Been
you've
able
done
to
this.
Cover them.
You've Excellent. Been able to
you've
cover
answered
everything.
Questions without us even asking them.
Yeah,
so.
You threw in dodgeball. No, but that's awesome. The whole thing. No, aside from a great show and whatnot, I just want to take a second in a moment and thank everyone that listens to us on Spotify, on their computers. When I started looking at all the analytics, and we have a few people from different parts of the world, which is awesome. For those of you that are listening to us that are not in South Florida, we are in Miami. 305 is the area code. 305 Miami, so it's 305 Radio. So I just want to say thank you to everyone that's listening
thank
to us
that
has heard all of our tracks and whatnot. So, you know, it's really good. Follow us on IG. We have a phone number there. Give us a call. I have no idea what the number is right now.
But it's there.
But it exists.
But it's there.
And it's on
Drop
IG.
Us a line. Drop us a line so I can add it into onto one of the podcasts on Spotify once we put it up, and all the other outlets that we release this on. So I just want to take a moment and thank everyone that listens to this podcast. Take a listen to all the podcasts that we're involved in. They're all dope, super dope. So aside from that, my name is George, 305 Magazine, everything social media. Thank you, Alejandro Galindez, for coming out to the show today.
Thank you guys very much.
It's been a great show. Fucking being a philanthropist is the shit. Yeah, I really want to go to...
Being able to give back, absolutely.
Yeah, man, yes. I want to give back to the point that I'm in the Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. That's my goal. That's on my bucket list, man. Absolutely. You let me know. That's right.
So to everybody who is listening in and is local, make sure that you guys follow Alejandro Galindez and all of the wonderful platforms that he is involved in to be able to give back and have fun all at the same time.
Yeah.
And if you missed any of the information for Alejandro, any of the platforms that he's involved in, or any of the previous guests on our show, you can hit me up on the gram at 305_Brownie, and we'll make sure we point you in the right direction. Till next week, we are signing off. Love and blessings to everybody on that end. And thank you so much for tuning in to 305 Radio, a part of 305 Magazine.